Okay, Dine Hesper, the Tainus, bis Yas Melacha, with Purim. Purim, Mutta, bis Yas Melacha. First of all, says Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph, there's a heter to do Melacha on Purim. So unlike, obviously, Yomim Toivim, there's no Issa Asiyas Melacha, it's a heter to do Asiyas Melacha. However, it does say, Uvamok Mashanagush Lalasois, Ein Oisim, places that has places that have a custom of refraining from doing Melachas, you shouldn't do Melachas there. Va'idna says the Ramah, Noagu b'chol mokam shalalasos. The Ramah says, generally the custom is not to do melachas on Purim. And says the Shulchan Aruch, v'ya'oisa, and the one who does do melachas on Purim, eino yiroi yisiman brocha me'oisa melacha. Somebody does do melachas, he will not see a blessing, he will not see a brocha from this melacha that he does. Forever, he'll never see melacha. He'll never see a bracha, blessing from the melacha that he does on Purim. But let's just identify this a bit more.
Too harsh.
So let's see a bit more, because maybe that's going to make it a little bit harsh. This is what Shulchan Aruch says. Hello, binyan shel simcha. If you're constructing a binyan shel simcha, a house of simcha that is going to cause you great joy, that is permitted. Could go in beis chasnas livnoi, such as a house of beis chasnas, I've been making a beis chasnas, a chasana house for your son, oi avarnike shel melachim. I think avarnike shel melachim, if I'm not mistaken, it's to get some shade. It's some sort of construction that provides some shade, which normally more royal people normally benefit from that. But if you can afford it, you'd be able to do such a thing on Purim as well. The Shorah, this is permitted. Continues the Ramah, and I think that might make it a little bit less harsh. Says the Ramah, Umot alasas kol melacha mitzvah, kol melachas mitzvah, any melachas mitzvah is permitted. Anything that is associated to a mitzvah is permitted. What's the example? Can you lichtuv piske halachas, if you are posek, a dying, and you're writing halachas, you can do that on Purim. V'chen mutalasus afilu melachas gemuras letzoyich Purim. And anything which is for the tzoyrech, very important, anything which is the tzoyrech Purim, for Purim, which you need, if you need to cook something, bake something, do something for Purim, that's certainly permitted. That's certainly permitted. So the two main disclaimers, what the Ramah is teaching us over here is, melachas mitzvah, if it's for mitzvah purpose, it's permitted. And secondly, and most importantly, is if it's for Purim, you're allowed to do it. Do you still feel it so harsh, or do you think that's... It's okay. Tzorech, do you think... Right. Okay, but this is tzorich, it's not tzorich mitzvah, but it is anything which is for the need for Purim. They'll eat on Purim.
Non-shomer Shabbat. They keep kosher.
So what? On the contrary.
No, I'm asking if it's under this category.
Tzorich Purim.
How does it compare to the melachos on
Cholamad? Good question. How comparable is it? Good. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Although it remains a bit of a question mark, but let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Mutar Basias Melacha. Ta'afar gab deksiv mishta v'simcha v'yomtev. Although it's called a mishta v'simcha v'yomtev, mikol mokim lo kiblu aleim laso yisro yomtev. The pasuk does call it mishta v'simcha and yomtev. Nevertheless, the Rabbonim, the Chachomim never accepted it to make it into a proper yomtev, meaning as Issa, the Issa of Asiyas Melacha. That never, they could have, but it didn't do it into Issa Melacha. Achein, nevertheless, achaz enoagu me'atzman ba'ezim mekoymu shalei la'asois. He wasn't really part of the Chachomim's intention. Chachomim made positive mitzvahs of Megillah, of Mishteh, of Mishlach Monos Matonis Levyonim. They never made anything, they never actually made part of that, the Asiyas Melacha. They didn't make any Asiyas Melacha. However, there is a custom that developed over generations. There was a custom that developed over generations that some people refrained from doing Melacha. You can see that he says, it's not universally accepted Asiyas Melacha, as we see from the Ramah indeed. It's not universally accepted. It's just in some places accepted. Yeah.
Pasuk says Yom Tov.
Yes, very good. That's exactly what Mishnah Berurah points out. That although it is called in the Pasuk Yom Tov, it wasn't a halachic phrase that they used over here. It's more of a literal translation, a happy day, rather than a Yom Tov in the halachic term. So it's not really, but it means I always wonder if you can call it is it accurate or inaccurate to call it a Yom Tov? If you learn, you'll make a list of the Yomim Tovim. In school, I always think about this, when you're learning about Yomim Tovim, are you also going to learn about Chanukah and Purim? If you learn about Yomim Tovim, or maybe not, because really, halachically, a Yom Tov is something which is an Issa Melacha. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but over there it's called. Over there, I don't know if it's called Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov. It's good days. Yeah. Yeah. So but it's a bit of a question mark. But the Maaseh said the Zichah Issa Melacha was never intended. Good. Yes, so the melachas that we—that's actually very true. I'm going to based on next Mishnah Berurah. If you've got mute base, the Mishnah Berurah says Ein Oisin Ale De Akum De Shori Vale De Akum Shori. Mishnah Berurah says that anything is permitted through goyim. So if you ask a goy to do a melacha for you, that's for sure okay. On Shabbos we know you can't. It's a Amir Lenochi. You can't ask a goy to do something for you. Over here, whatever it may be, you are allowed to ask a goy to do melacha. To allow to do anything for you. There's no the minig never went that far to make a goy, so that's for sure. Okay, and Sifkot Yud Gimel, mikol mokem b'chol mokem shloy la'asoy u'pakmat yemuta shesim cheloy. Now that's an interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that business is permitted. Business is permitted shesim cheloy because that causes you great simcha. Now that's an interesting one. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what you.
But if you're saying you can do business, simcha, but if you know you're not going to derive any benefit.
Good.
So what simcha? You're not making.
Very good. What is exactly the simcha that is referring to? That's a very, very interesting question. It's an interesting question. But I just want to bring this out of it as a proof first for the melachas that we're talking about over here. It's clearly not talking about the lametes melachas that we're talking about on Shabbos. It's not, the defining point of here is not the 39 melachos that we're used to. It's not that. Melach over here is much more similar, but not identical to what we see in Chol HaMoed. It's not identical, but it has to do with the Tircha. And that's the Tircha is, if something is difficult for you, something is a strain for you, is difficult, causes you some sort of stress. I think work is considered stress, no? That's what they say, work is stress? Work is stress? I don't know. So work by definition has some sort of, you have to meet deadlines, etc. So therefore it's the opposite of simcha. That's what he's referring to, as opposed to melachas being in the sense of lametes melachas. Consequently, the other side of the coin, if you're happy about it, if you're quite happy to make the deal, if you're happy to do that part because the money just kind of come in, then it's permitted. So it's not that the melachas, it's the fact that how much direct, I don't know, stress is not the right word, how much direct, agmas nefesh maybe, yeah, or vice versa, simcha, as he called. So therefore, if somebody, Mishnah Berurah paskin, upakmati muta, business is permitted, shesimcha loy, because it makes you simcha, makes you happy. Now, I don't know to what extent that's true for employed people. Self-employed, we can hear it. Whether you're actually going to get the money today or you're going to get it next week, you understand self-employed people can understand that that this is the step towards the work that I'm doing now is directly connected to the money that I'm going to get. However, somebody's employed, I wonder, somebody's employed and is employed as a, he's got a wage. And he goes, away. Does that also, would that also be permitted on based on this Mishnah Berurah over here? Brakmatia, business, muta is permitted. Shesim chalo, because it's causing great joy. Would that also be applicable for a employed person? But if he gets a bonus, you mean? If he gets a bonus. Yeah, if he gets a bonus or commission, yes. Yeah, true. I think that's definitely true. What if it doesn't? Somebody gets at the end of the month, he gets his wage. What do you think? Shesim cheloi or not?
The longer
he
works, the more money
he gets. Sounds like a problem.
Sounds like a problem.
It sounds like it's tough to business and money, which is presumably what many people did then.
People that merchandised, they sold it, they bought it. Yeah, so it's a bit of a question mark. I'm going to leave it a bit of a question mark. I'm not quite sure I'm not quite sure what the answer is for self-employed people. Again, for self-employed people, even if you don't get the money immediately, if you don't get, but you know that work that I'm doing now, you can see the money at the end. That's your drive. You can see the money. So you get a simcha from that work that you're doing now because you know that ultimately something will happen from that. But if you're employed, the work is not directly connected to the money coming in. So that's a bit of a question mark. What is the heter? If cotton talit mishnah busim and brocha kigunim zeria ein ezedover einem atzmiach. If you don't see simon brocha, what it means is that you put your kirchs into it, but it doesn't grow. Such as im zeria, he plants seeds. Ezedover einem atzmiach, it's not going to grow. That's what the halacha is. Somebody is does melacha without a heter. If it does melacha that is not permitted, then ein oiroye. He will not see simen broche. Things that he plants will not grow. Sif base in Shulchan Aruch. It's talking about in a place that there is the minhag to be asked to Asa. It is. You're right. But that's how strong the minhag is. In those places that there is that people are noig, that's how strong it goes. Seed base. Afilu b'makom shenagu. Even in places who have the minik, lo nagu elo b'yoyim mikro megil belad. There are people who have the minik. The places that do have a minik, they only have the minik to refrain from doing melachas on the day that they read the Megillah. Such as on Shushan Purim, you'd be allowed to work. There's no minik not to work on Shushan Purim. Vice versa, in Shushan and in Yerushalayim, if they have a minik to refrain from working, that's only going to be on their Purim. On the day before an outpouring, they don't refrain. So again, I feel it more shenagul or nagul be yoy mikro megillah belvad only the day that the megillah is being read. Aveles or ezeh shel zeh, leles or ez shel zeh bezeh ainu minik. But to asa to forbid on the other day, that's certainly not considered a minik. It's not considered a minik at all. Save gimel yoyim yudalet v'yoyim tezvav asurim behefset. Behesped the tainess lechol odom bechol mokim. The 14th and the 15th, wherever you are, is also to make a hesped and tainess and fasting lechol odom bechol mokim. You're not allowed to fast. You're allowed to make a hesped on the 15th and the 14th of Purim, wherever you may be. Pein livnei krochim shem oisim tezvav belvad. Whether you live in a krach, which they keep the 15th. Pein livnei yorois, although you live in a ir shehem oisim yutalet belvad. They keep only the 14th only. Either way, on the 14th and the 15th, there's an issa tainess wherever you may live. Wherever you may are, there's an issa tainess and hesped on 14th and the 15th. There is various levels of somebody is nifta, various levels of aninus, what people used to do when somebody was a chalila nifta. So he said, "Noshim, the women ma'anois bohem, they're allowed to be ma'anois." What does that mean? Shikulon oinois ke'achas. They'll answer some hesped, some words of avelis of aninus. They answer that together. That would be permitted. Umetapchois shemako is kaf al kaf. Clapping hands was also a way of showing great agony and great about the loss of a close relative. So that would be permitted as well. Metapchos, you're allowed to clap your hands. Shemakos kaf el kaf. Avoloi mekoinenos. These two things are permitted. But mekoinenos, you're not allowed to make mekoinen. Sheteachas medaberes, that one lady would talk. Vekulon ones achareya, and everybody would answer after it in phrases. One lady speaks and the other one answers back. That would be mekoinos, the higher level of mourning. That's not permitted. That you wouldn't be allowed to do on the 14th and the 15th. Nikbara meis, once the meis is buried, loy me'anois v'loy me'kanenois. After the burial, you're not allowed to do not the former two mourning actions either. So after the kvura, you're not allowed to do me'anois and not metapches either. Kol div siv dalet, kol divrei avelus. Nagin bechanukah vePurim. An oval is allowed. He keeps his regular avelus minhagim on Chanukah and on Purim. Mikol mokim. Nevertheless, yelech lebeis haknesses. An oval does go to shul lishmaya as a megillah to listen to the megillah. He will listen to the Megillah. Mishnah Berurah says that Meir, if he won't listen to in shul, he's going to daven Maariv in the shiva house. But after, have you ever witnessed such a thing? Witnessed an oval, a shiva on Purim. So the halacha is that Maariv they would daven at home, but Megillah they're allowed to go in shul. They're allowed to go to shul for Megillah. But if you can gather a minion in his house, likra is a Megillah to read the Megillah. At the fair, that's ideal. Some disagree with that all entire approach, and they say she'ein avelos. Avelos is not done at all. Bepurim, yes, she'ein avelos neg bepurim. Some say that there is no avelos at all on Purim. Loi biyutalet, loi b'tesvav. You don't do any avelos, not the 14th, not the 15th. Bechel noegem, and that is the meaning according to the Rama. Ve'afilu avelos yom rishon nitchem mipnei Purim, and even the first day of avelos is pushed off. It's pushed off, disregarded because of Purim. However, what does remain is Dvorim Shebetzinah, all the private matters, the private, the personal, private matters of Avelus, they will remain on Purim too. Although there is no Avelus really on Purim, we know that you have to keep 7 days of Avelus. So although you can't actually do the Avelos on Purim, but you can't actually do any Avelos. There's no Shiva on Purim. However, it's counted for the 7 days. It is counted, although you don't actually do anything, but it's counted for the Shiva. And that's what Paschal in the Torah as well. Yeah.
Yeah, but
Paschal
in the Torah
is
Sifhein Shulchan Aruch. Im Chal Purim B'Matzah Shabbos. If Purim falls on Matzah Shabbos, the Ovel Yosef is a Knesset for Shabbos Mincha,
and the Ovel is sitting in Shul for Shabbos Mincha. Lo Yetzim Misham, he mustn't go out. Actually, spalit for us Arvus until his Mariv. Vishmakir is Megillah, listen to Megillah as well. For Lemachas Lo Yetzim Pesach Beisond on Sunday, he won't be allowed to go out from his house. Not allowed to step out from his house. Again, this is not according to the Ramah. The Mishnah points out in Sifkot and Tzadik, because the Ramah paskens that there is no Avelis at all on Purim. But that's what Mishnah points out, and that leads us to the next Seif, which is very relevant for people who have got Avelim Mashlach Manas. What's the meaning, Rabbi Isai? Avelim, or not Avelim, rather should I say people in the year. Shlach Manas, what's the halacha? Shlach Manas in the year. You send, you get. What's the halacha? Shlach Manas, people who is in the year. Can you send them Shlach Manas? Why not? Somebody in the year, can you give Shlach Manas somebody in the year? Shulchan Aruch Zivav, Yesh Misha Oima. Some say, Sha'avel, a mourner, Chayv Lishlach Monos. Some say that an Ovel is obligated to send Shlach Monos. An Ovel is obligated to send Shlach Monos. Says the Ramah, Avol ein Shulchin la Ovel, call Yud Beis Chodesh. The Ramah says, you must not send Shlach Monos to somebody who is in the year. For 12 months, you don't, for the Purim in the year, you don't send someone Shlach Monos. You don't send Shlach Manas. K'moish is Babi Yeredesim and Shin Pei Hei.
Is that 12 months or is that from day to day? So, like last year was
12 months.
So, if there's
another
base, then...
Yeah, right. If there's another base and somebody was Nifta Justin, that's right. It's not in the year anymore. It's not in the year. Yeah. Yeah. So, the Mishnah Berurah explains that a little bit. Why is that? Why is it? Says the Mishnah Berurah that there is a great. Where's the Mishnah Berurah? So Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yudches that an Ovel is obligated to send Shlach Manas. Why is that? An Ovel is chayv to send Shlach Manas. Ochen b'kol davar simcha lo yishlach. He's allowed to send Shlach Manas, but not things with great simcha. I'm skipping two lines. Over oyser shon yishlach mois or bosol anim raklos tafnukim asuin lesimcha. An Ovel within the first year, in the year, he's allowed and he's obligated to send Shlach Manas, but the Mishnah Berurah says he shouldn't send tafnukim, delicious. What's called
delicacies?
Pardon?
Delicacies?
Yeah. You're not allowed to send. He's allowed to send simple things. Mois. He's allowed to send simple items, simple basic items, but not more fancy, sophisticated Shlach Manas is in the year you don't send. That's with regards to sending. With regards to receiving, an Ovel doesn't receive. It's not. You don't send to an Ovel. You don't send to an Ovel. Since you've gotten your test, Ovel ain't shalchin Ovel. Afilu dovar she'enu sal simcha. You don't send anything. The only exception would be, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im Ovelu oni, if it's a poor man, mota nishlach la mois, afilu toich shiva deloi gora mitztoke. Matanas lev yoinim, an Ovel would be allowed to receive.
but not. But Matanis Levyonim would be able to use this talk. But you don't send, and somebody is in the year. You don't send him Mishlach Manas. You don't send. He's not allowed to receive because it's a simcha for him, a great simcha to receive Mishlach Manas, and that you don't. You don't give a person who is in the year. You don't give him that. Yeah. Now, that's an interesting question because he's not. You're asking, is it, does he mean Matanis Levyonim or not? So, right. Yes. Yeah, probably that's what he means. Yeah. It does. What it doesn't mean, he's not referring to Mitzvah Mishlach Monos. He's not referring to Mishlach Monos. He's not referring to the Mitzvah Matanis Levyonim. He's not Mishlach Monos. Yeah. So that's what the Mishnah says. So that's halacha lemaaseh. So again, just to recap, with regards to a person in the year, the halacha is he's allowed to send. In fact, not only is he allowed to send, but he's got an obligation to send. But he is expected to send more simple, more basic items, not the most sophisticated. Pardon? Yeah, exactly. Not the £285. Well, that's right. £240. That's right. The more simple ones, and he should. That's with regards to sending. With regards to receiving, he's not allowed to receive anything. So don't send to an oval specifically. Don't send something because he's not allowed to receive it. Yeah.
Would that count also when Shlachmanos is sent from a family?
Very good question. If it's a family or it's a spouse, right? The spouse, in other words, can you send to Mr. if Mrs. is an oval or vice versa? So that the poskim are makel. That the poskim are makel. Yeah. So just to finish off the Ramah, Elohim Kain Machala Ovel Al Menosoi. Excuse me, sorry, the line before that. Ve'im Ein Ba'ir Elo Ovel Im Acher. Imagine there's a city, there's only one person you can give the Shlach Manos to. And he's an Ovel. Imagine that. Okay, so the halacha is Chayv L'Shlach L'Ovel. You'd need to give to the Ovel, Kedei L'Kayem Shlach Manos. You'd have to give to the Ovel Shlach Manos. Elohim Kain Machala Ovel Al Menosoi, unless the oval is moichel. So in other words, imagine you live in a place that's only, imagine there's two, only two in, or let's put it maybe more realistic, only two people aren't, only one person on talking terms. So you can only give to one person the Shlach Manos. Yeah, imagine there's a place that you can only one option to give to. And that person you want to give to, only one person you can give. And that person happens to be an oval. What are you meant to do then? You can't give an oval the Shlach Manos, but he's the only one around. They both got a problem. That's right. They both got a problem, yeah. So the halacha is, says the Ramah, then in that case, because you have got an obligation to fulfill, so you can give him the Shlach Manos to that person, unless the ideal way is, as we learned, the Ramah holds that you can be moichel the Shlach Manos. So the person who's in the year, he can say, you know what, as if I received it. It's good enough. So that's the ideal. Because then you didn't actually give Shlach Manos, but yet you fulfilled the obligation of giving Shlach Manos. So therefore, that's the ideal way according to the Ramah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and that would work. And the Mishnah Berurah adds interesting words over here. So if gotten chov beis elim ken mochal over, if he's moichal, so that's okay. The ain noisin la'odom matana al kocho. You can't force somebody to give him matana. Can't force man. Well, that's the question on yesterday's Ramah. How does it actually work? How does mechila work according to the Ramah? I think the answer is based on the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the name of Chasam Sofer. It's based on the fact, on the general understanding, the underlying concept of the mitzvah of Mishlach Manos, that it is the b'marbe achvavereis. The main idea of Mishlach Manos is to increase friendships. Do you think that a person has made a point by offering you this very generous Mishlach Manos? Has he made a point, or do you need to actually get it? You need to get it. The Ramah seems to be holding, according to Mishnah Berurah and the Chasam Sofer, seems to be holding that the fact that I suggest, you know, it's the idea of wanting, if you say, you know, it's fine, I don't need it, the point is we made, and the person that actually fulfills his obligation, according to those posts. That's what Mishnah Berurah seems to pass him. Okay, we'll carry on to, no, we will. What's the maskana? Yeah, is people, I don't know, he's. Okay, I'll if there is, which could be, I'll have to decide. Now, are you going to get I'm going to get a shlachmonos. It's a text message as a shlachmonos. It would be nice to finish, but I'll let you know through a text message.